You are listening to the Hey Kids Comics Radio Show, broadcast through the facilities of Trent Radio on 92.7 CFFF FM in Peterborough, Canada.
Hey kids!
Look, up in the sky! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's dance-off, bro! Me and you!
Hello and welcome to Hey Kids Comics. I'm Dan Collins.
Hey there, this is Martin Bruda.
Chris Gilbert.
I'm Adam Bishop.
I'm Chris Ellis.
I'm the Hey Kids Comics Desperado.
I'm Batman.
Who's a villain in Captain Canuck?
What does he do?
Taking our maple syrup, eh?
I'm gonna chuck my hockey puck in my ear bottle at you. Take off, you hoser.
Gwenpool, I mean Spider-Gwen, the whole heat and stuff, this is gonna be worth a few bucks.
And nobody wanted it.
The biggest bane to my existence right now is S.H.I.E.L.D. number 9.
When you're trying to come up with an offensive movie that you want to reclaim, it's time to segue into the next porn comic segment, Adam.
How can you not have seen Airplane? What are you guys, young?
I talked to him directly, so I got a mass order. So I have like a good 5-inch stack inside my comic box.
Right on.
That's below average.
Halt! Smash!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hey Kids Comics Radio Show. I am one of your obnoxious hosts, Martin Bruda, and with me today are...
Adam Bishop.
Chris Ellis.
Chris Gilpin.
And Dan Collins.
How the heck are you, Barrel of Monkeys?
As fun as a Barrel of Monkeys, that's what.
Yeah, I feel like this week kind of dragged on a little bit, and everyone's just a little bit knackered and ready for naps.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. Let's see how it goes.
Oh, I'd say, man. Is it Friday yet? But it is Friday if you're listening to this.
Yes.
That is true. Very yes. True.
We're coming to you from the future. Pre-recording this on a Thursday. And you won't hear this until a week Friday. Yeah, this week's show is already queued up, ready to go. It'll be available on the website, heykidscomics.ca, at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Is it Daylight Time or are we on Standard Time? We're on Standard Time. Eastern Standard Time, sorry.
Yeah.
To simultaneously broadcast on 92.7 CFFFFM. Please tell me I got that right this time.
One too many Fs.
Really?
I was kind of feeling one too many there.
Son of a... Well, it's right in the intro.
Yeah.
It's right in the intro. Lads, has anyone read anything this week? Because I did not. Nothing.
I did. I don't have it with me, though.
What did you read this week?
No, I read a zine written by Josh Rosen that I picked up from The Beguiling when it was open, what feels to be so many years ago.
Nice.
It's called Wrestle Club, and it's about female wrestlers. It's not...
Done. Sold. Done. Nope, you don't have to go any further. Done. I'm going on eBay right now. Done.
I was going to say, the age groups of these girls start at 16, Marty, so I don't think you want that.
Oh, ouch.
There's, yeah, it's really well-written, well-drawn. It's not an adult comic, obviously. It's about a women wrestling league, and yeah, it's really fun.
We'll still go get it.
If it's still there.
Yeah.
I got to meet him at TCAF when I went, I think it was not last year, but the year before that. And I bought some prints that he did, which I have no idea where they are because I was trying to find them.
Yeah, the Beguiling's one, for whatever strange reason, is one of the stores I've actually never been to.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Like in all our little adventures up and down the 407 and up and down the 401 and... many treks to the Silver Snail when they're on Queen Street. I just never got to Beguiling. Never. I don't know why. It's ridiculous. I mean, I've been at, back when they were beside slash same block as Honest Ed. I mean, used to go there once or twice a year.
I don't know what that is.
What?
The cover of The Pitiful Human Lizard, right?
I was going to say that, but Adam still wouldn't know.
I know Pitiful Human Lizard. I have a trade paperback.
What?
That you haven't read.
Honest Ed's big, huge, massive store right beside the Beguiling with the huge, massive
thrift store sign.
Yeah, thrift store with the hand-painted signs everywhere inside, 99 cents. Nope, drawing a blank.
I've never been there either, but I know of it.
Yeah.
I just know it as the cover, and I've heard of it before, but I've never actually been to one.
Oh, my God. When we were kids and the family did an excursion, because we were from Hamilton, so every so often you'd go to Kensington Market and Honest Ed's and stuff like this just for a trip from Toronto to – from Hamilton to Toronto. And been there many, many times as a youngin, many, many times. Not so much late, you know, towards the end. I think maybe once or twice in 10, 15 years.
Maybe what is the Beguiling?
Beguiling is a comic book store that one would say specializes in more TCAF-like comic books. They're a little bit more artsy than they are superhero slam bam. Thank you, DC Marvel.
Yeah, they do have I don't know how many years, but like quite some time. They do have like the new release area, but if you're looking for trade paperbacks, art books, hardcovers, like they're stacked. They have some nice stuff.
And what about your adult comics, Adam?
If you go down to the basement,
this is where you bought that dungeon. P comic, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I did buy the P comic from them. Yeah, that's true. P Soup, published by Eros Comics, which is an old imprint of Fantagraphics, which doesn't exist anymore. I don't know why.
I can't imagine.
But yeah, they have stuff in the basement. It's just there are adult comics upstairs, but they do have some downstairs in the boxes under the table. Well, tables.
They're on Yonge Street.
Yep.
There's no need to go and look. Adam can just tell you what their adult comic inventory is off by heart.
And they bought, I guess, the unit beside them, which they expanded into. They have like a great kids section for like young readers. So you have lots of kids books as well. So it's not just teens, adults, and kids books, but yeah. And I also bought my copy of Zap Comics number 1 from them. It's like $70, I think.
They moved to College Street when Honest Ed's got torn. Has it been torn down already? Like, is it down? Somebody's redeveloping that entire block into a big, huge condo mega complex and stuff. So they lost their spot there and moved to 319 College Street in Toronto, Ontario.
Where there is no parking, so don't drive there.
There's no parking in Toronto anywhere.
No. Well, you can park. You just get a ticket, but, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like a cost of a trade paperback, you'll be good.
Yeah. They don't tow your car. I used to park on Queen Street way at the far end. There was a surplus store that I used to always go to. And you'd park in front of the surplus store and then walk 4 blocks. And blocks and blocks before you got to Silver Snail. There was also another, more like an electronics surplus store. It was just full of like Commodore 64s and resistors and transistors. Used to pop in there all the time. That was the hike. That was the trip. I mentioned that to somebody once and they were like, you parked freaking where? It's like down there. Way, way down there. But it was fun.
Way back when a couple buddies and I would go by bus up to Toronto, you know, every few months, and we'd do the Queen Young kind of run. So back in the good old days.
Like yeah, last year?
No.
When you could actually get out and like do stuff?
30 years ago. Yeah, it's been a while.
Now you're dating yourself.
Well, we hit all the comic shops and the head shops, right? So
there's more than one head shop. I'm trying to remember. No, that's downtown Hamilton, Cheapies. That's a fun record store to go into.
Oh, is that the one we've been into?
A few times?
Yeah.
What? I'm trying to remember. Like, where was all the places? Because there was a ton of spots. There's another comic shop. Down the road, on the other side of the street, on the second floor,
they had Harry Tarantula.
Was that Harry Tarantula on the second floor?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. They've got a. Do they have another location, or did they move where they're in a basement? That'd be about five,
six. No, but it was pretty sketchy walking up those stairs. You're like, yeah. Where the heck are we going? That it was nice when you got up there. You're like,
there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spider-Man on the outside of the wall, right?
Yeah.
Painted on the building? Yeah. So I'd pop in there once in a while, too. And I seem to recall there was some other spot, like, around, like, on a side street down a little bit. Gosh, my memory's just shot.
Yeah, I was just thinking of that. On Queen Street, off of Queen Street?
Yeah, just off of Queen.
Make a left, if you're headed to Young, and go down the stairs.
Yeah.
And that's that guy that used to run that. I've seen him working with Carlos, right?
I have no idea.
Same guy.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I've seen him at conventions, but I've seen him at Carlos' place every now and then too.
Now, am I getting mixed up, or is that one of those basement kind of comic shops where stuff was just piled everywhere, and it was just a?
I don't remember it being too bad.
I don't remember it being too bad, he says.
Define too bad. That's,
but you could still get, there was piles of stuff, but you could still get to the comics.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That was like my very, very first comic shop, so to speak, was Sandy's bookstore in Peterborough. And it was just a used bookstore. And in the back of the store, he had like a little tiny shelf, and the tiny shelf, it looked like it was for three or four magazine type pockets. He had comics in there, just raw, sitting there. You'd pick them up for 10 cents or 25 cents or whatever it was. But every Saturday, two guys would be in the basement. And it's one of them potato cellar dugout basements that you know, like dirt floor and stuff.
Yep.
And they'd have like one or two long boxes each. And I remember, like, I'm young. I'm this is like grade four, grade five, grade six, somewhere around there. And I got my dad to drop me off there, and I walked into the basement. These two, they were probably teenagers, but they looked like they were 50 to me because I was so young. And they just kind of looked at me, and I kind of looked at them, and immediately the social anxiety was like, nope. And I turned around and walked back up the stairs. Sat outside for the half hour that I told my dad I was going to be there, or the hour I was going to be there, just sitting there in front of the store going. So, yeah, Peterborough historians, if you were the two guys there in the basement, let me know.
Yeah,
I was going to say, is one of them Sam?
You scarred a kid for life. No, Sam's younger than me. It wouldn't have been Sam. But that was the first place I got comics. And then eventually Dixon's. You guys remember the little cubby hole that he had where he had all those trade paperbacks that nobody wanted? Well, in that cubby hole, he had that little table that he had at the end of the bin of comics. That little table was tucked in there. Same freaking table. And he had a few comics in that little table. That's how he started with the used comic books before he started buying the new ones. Art.
Yeah.
That's where I got comics as well. Other than convenience stores, Max Milk, Mr. Convenience,
Spinner Racks. I went into Dixon's a few times when they actually used to have wall books.
Yeah.
Like they used to have like books hanging on the wall behind the where the counter was there. And I didn't go in there very often. It was, I don't know. I mean, they were always, Mrs. Dixon was always pleasant and Steve was okay. And Art, I may have met him once or twice. I don't really remember him. But Ted was just so nice and personable. And his shop was so bright and it had loads of comics. And so that would tend to be where I gave all my money to. Donated freely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I remember there were some wall books on the wall that had been sitting there so long that the sun had bleached them. And I think that was kind of the beginning of the end of the wall book era out there, was when they pulled down I can't even remember what it was. It wasn't something too fancy, maybe like a Conan number one or something like that. But that seemed to be the beginning of the end of the wall books there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have too much interesting stuff. Maybe Chris, since he hasn't been here a bit, might be interested in this small book that I found. It's nothing big, nothing too serious. I just kind of found that lying around.
Oh, no, I know you have that.
On an auction site. Yeah, no.
Just kind of found that Green Lantern number one.
My Green Lantern number one from 1960. Nice. I got to tell you, though, it does not look as nice on the exterior as my 4.5 Justice League does. This has got a chip out of the cover. It's got some spine issues. And the Justice League looks way better than this.
That's what's on the inside that counts.
Yeah,
that's what I'm told.
I'm sure there's more to it. Yeah, like there's probably a water stain or something like this. But, you know, when it's all encased in carbonite like this and you can't see the inside, you know, exterior appearance is important too. But
it's like last year, right around this time, not quite this time, but around this time, I was looking at Scooby-Doo number one. Mm-hmm. And we found some like 4.5s that just looked like a dog had chewed them. And there was a 2.5 that just had like a pristine cover. And, you know, it's almost like, well, they're the same price. I'll go for the 2.5 because it looks better, even though the grade is worse, because it just, the presentation looks so much better.
Yeah.
Didn't ever end up buying one and I kind of regret it, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when you're putting it on the wall or something like that in a carbonite slab, then, you know, cover appeal is everything.
Yes.
So what if there's a coffee ring inside, or as long as there's no pages missing? I don't want it, you know, don't they automatically give you like a 0.5?
0.5
missing?
Yeah.
Nice. So I see you sold some stuff there on eBay, Martin.
I did. What did I sell? I don't even know what I sold.
The Astonishing X-Men books.
Yeah,
I think there's.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I just don't even remember what numbers they were. I think it's 2, 3, and 6.
Three and six.
So
what's so special about somebody's new first appearance and everybody's got to have it?
Somebody from Sword.
Sword, yeah.
Who's it? Abigail from Sword. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Chris just showed me on the Facebook chat that there was some hype going on about these books, and I'm like, I swear I pulled that entire series out of my collection thinking I didn't want them anymore. I was going to sell them to some guy at a flea market for a buck each. And I was told, no, I have enough stock. Thank you. And nobody wanted it. Yeah. So, I mean, the thing, honestly, in my trunk, the short box sat in my trunk for a month and a half. It's like shifting around and scooting around and stuff. And then I finally brought it in just before Christmas into the house when things started getting really cold. And then it's like, hey, Astonishing X-Men, issues 6 and 3 are worth thousands of dollars because people are crazy. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. Buy it now, $130 Canadian on eBay, free shipping.
That's okay. Yep. I bought a short box from a guy one time, and there was 4 sets of the first appearance of Darth Maul in it.
Nice.
Yeah. I got it from you, Martin.
There you go. Fair enough. So
at that time, though, they were junk books, right? Nobody wanted the Phantom Menace books.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're worth a couple of pennies.
Apparently they are now. I don't know. I've never sold on eBay. I bought, but I've never sold on eBay. So I don't know. I'm a little leery about jumping out there.
The anxiety of watching it be delivered and waiting for your feedback to come in.
Yeah. I don't know.
I just, I'm at that point where if somebody wants these modern books, like, sure, now I got the rest of the run just sitting there doing nothing as an incomplete set, but the whole set was just sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah.
So I got my 100.
Well, what other first appearances can you hype out of that set?
Yeah, exactly. What else is in there? But
second appearance is Sword.
Sword. We should look in the collector app, see if there are anything fancy. But yep. I'm just like, you know what? You want my Ice Cream Man? Freaking take it. You want my Astonishing X-Men? Take it. Just take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. I don't care. Just
take it. No. Buy it.
Yeah. Buy it. There's just a couple of series that I'm super focused on. I'm still kind of filling out my Bronze Age stuff here or there, but I'd rather sit here and sleep lovingly cuddling my Green Lantern number one than what was the latest one? The first appearance of Mara Jade? Is that the one that you guys were $1,400?
Admiral Thrawn. Yeah.
$1,400 US graded.
Yeah. Dan getting mad.
Mine's not graded, but Dan keeps pushing me to sell it. And I don't know if I can.
I wasn't pushing you to sell it.
sell, giant caps.
Sell. It's going to be. It's not going to maintain its value.
No.
Sell and rebuy it at half this price next year, or at a quarter of this price in 2 years, or in the dollar bin in 10 years.
Yeah.
I am 100% behind Dan on that one. You know, like seeing prices go up and down over the last little while. Like you can get a Walking Dead number one now for $1,000, and it was a $2,700 book at one point in time, Canadian.
Yeah.
You know, so if you pay $2,700, mm-hmm. Hope you really like the Walking Dead, because you could have had it for a grand.
Yeah. Is this Grand Admiral Thrawn? Is he like from the movies, or is it like he first was appeared in the comics?
Yeah, he's expanded universe, the blue guy. Yeah. The white Admiral outfit.
Adam's like, I don't watch Star Trek.
You know, the expanded universe that Disney threw out the window yet seems to be picking apart and taking what they want now.
That's the way to stuff. Do it. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of it was good stuff. Now, I could see why maybe they wanted to kind of throw a lot of it out, because some of it was pretty wild and crazy. But I think they really just wanted to kind of explore what they had or what they wanted to do with it. But when they realized that some of the stuff that was already out there was way better than what Kathleen Kennedy could think up, then they've gone back to the well.
Yeah.
Well, they were always going to do that. I mean, not a single one of us, when we heard that announcement that the whole expanded universe is being trashed as far as continuity goes, it's like, okay, they just want the movies to be a new playground. They don't want to be tied into all this stuff. They want to tell new stories about the old characters. Fine, whatever. But we knew for a fact that there was no way they were going to throw out all that history.
True.
You know? It was going to come back eventually. Like, I'm still waiting for Jaxxon from the comic books to show up. Green Rabbit in an X-Wing fighter pilot suit. It's coming. The Jaxxon miniseries on Disney Plus.
Am I the only one that cartoon wants Dash Brown. Rendar?
Dash Rendar, yes!
That's what I'm
exactly.
waiting for.
Exactly!
I will buy that Star Wars Black Series figure just to have him like on my shelf looking
exactly. Man, I still remember playing some pretty awesome freaking Star Wars video games back in the day.
Ooh, Rebel Assault.
X-Wing
yep.
Fighter, Rebel Assault. I'm trying to remember, what was the one that kicked the butt out of my system for a little while until I upgraded the video card? The very first opening, like the very first sequence is a Hoth fighter. You're a snowspeeder on Hoth.
Rogue Squadron, I think.
Maybe.
I had Podracer on my PC. Like, I had the big box PC Pod Racer when my friends were playing on N64. It was great.
That's what we had it on. We had it on either the Commodore, was it the Nintendo 64 that was out?
Pod Racer was on N64 and PC.
Yeah, we definitely had it for one of the consoles. I'm just trying to remember. I can't remember that far back. Donkey Kong.
I was going to say back, what, 99? 2000? Well, I guess like 97.
Donkey Kong Country. Was that,
that was Super Nintendo.
No, it wasn't Super Nintendo. It was after that.
Donkey Kong Country, it was Super Nintendo.
Was it? No.
Yes.
What's the one where you had that upgrade chip module thing you had to put it in? Was that
the Rumble Pack. That was the N64.
No, the
expansion
memory
pack?
Module.
The thing. Expansion pack, yeah.
Yeah, that's 64.
Yeah, that's
Donkey
what
Kong 64 was on that.
That's what I had, Donkey Kong.
Okay.
With the bananas.
They're all bananas.
Donkey Kong.
Yeah,
that's when the kids got into video games. There's like there's a pronounced gap between the Atari 2600 and the Nintendo 64, where it was Martin was not a computer gamer kind of guy. A little bit on the PC, a little rogue action back in the day. Kingdom of Cause. Nobody remembers the Kingdom of Cause. That's fine.
No.
Fine, be that way.
No. I played Duke Nukem.
I played Tex Murphy. Tex Murphy's great.
Yeah. Leisure Suit Larry, that was a big thing for me.
Oh, yeah.
I played all the Leisure Suit Larry games. Like the very first PC kind of game I played was Police Quest 4, I think. That was fun. Space Quest? No, Space Quest. Yeah, Space Quest 3.
I played that one.
The old Sierra games? Those are fun. Pick Up Wrench. Don't understand. Syntax error. Look around. You look around. You see nothing.
Nice.
Yeah, I had the Dark Crystal, the where you had to type in go left, go right. I didn't get very far in that game.
There you go.
Like Zork or whatever it was called.
I remember Zork. Never had it, but I remember Zork.
You got me.
I don't know.
Never heard of Zork.
Oh, that was an old adventure game, Zork.
Yeah.
Is there any new news on the Doctor Who front? Nothing?
Why are you trying to get things started,
Adam? Because I know...
You're trying to start a fight?
No, I'm the odd man out now, so I just want to know like if anything new is happening.
I'm only on season 3, so we're slowly getting caught up. Yeah, we're about 6 episodes in on season 3. Mm. Yeah. So I do have one question for you, Dan.
Sure.
So, because I figure you'd probably be the one to know. So at the end of season 2, they leave Rose on the off world. I guess there's no spoilers now, right? Because
no.
in the other dimension. So, and then the bride shows up inside the TARDIS and he's looking at her. And then you season 3 starts and it's a whole new girl altogether. They never address the bride that shows up. Is that
yes, they do.
Yeah, that's Donna. That's Donna, right?
Okay, so that's later in season 3, because we're like,
I know, I was super halfway confused. Through,
and I'm like, what is going on here?
The first time I watched that, I was super confused too, because you're like, wait, there's this person, and she's not the companion when the season starts up.
Yeah,
but I don't know if you want spoilers or not, so I won't spoil anything.
I would assume that she would be another Time Lord, right?
But she does come back. Adam, you don't even know what we're talking about.
Does she have a screwdriver?
No.
No?
Not yet. She's just standing there, like, and there, he's looking at her, and she's looking at him.
She's the Cylon, isn't she?
I think he means Cyberman.
Speaking of Cylons, though, aren't they supposed to be rebooting Battlestar Galactica?
Again?
Did you guys hear this?
That is the story. But that's been going on since before COVID. So yeah. I don't know if it's actually happening or not. They talked to Katie Sackhoff about it. They talked to Trisha Helfer. And Trisha was like, oh, don't do it. The original's so much better. And I'm like,
yeah, which original?
The original was just a Star Wars ripoff.
But anyways, yeah, it's supposed to be, but gosh only knows with production these days, and who knows?
They should reboot Lex or Farscape or Logan's Run.
Oh my gosh, Lex was hilarious. Lex was hilarious. They had that on City TV when I was around. God, that was funny.
Dan shaking his head. He's like, no, Adam.
I mean, no, why? They shouldn't reboot them.
No?
No, because they won't be able to keep the, you know, good elements from the originals. They'll just all be dark and gritty and stupid.
It could be worse. We could get a reboot of Firefly, something nobody wants.
There's not a reboot.
There's a button here somewhere, isn't there?
Continuing.
they're
aliens in that show.
Brown coats forever.
They're all. It's all filmed in like Vancouver, and every planet looks the same.
How many planets have you been to?
You've just described every TV show. It's true. Every single one since the X-Files.
Yep.
Filmed in Vancouver, and this is a jungle.
There's literally an episode of classic Doctor Who with John Pertwee where they spend the entire episode going through 4 corridors. 20 minutes where they're just walking, being chased through corridors or having a meeting in a corridor. Like, they literally shot it in one hallway for the entire episode.
I got to keep that budget low.
And the best part is the beginning of the episode is them escaping from being captured. And then they get chased for 25 minutes and get caught again. And they literally say, back where we started at the end of the episode. You're like, yes, you are.
It's just a Scooby-Doo episode.
Yeah. No, it's... Ruh-roh.
Adam's just picking a fight today. He just wants to scrap down with somebody. He just wants to lay down arms. He just wants to, you know, just punch somebody. I can tell. He's ready for a fight.
Well, I can tell you, if you guys aren't watching The Expanse, then you're missing an awesome show.
I got to catch up.
Every episode, it's just amazing. It's a great show.
I got to catch
up. I'm watching The Expanse of my pants.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday I got home from work. I'm tired as all get out. I'm like, I'm just going to lay down on the couch. I'm just going to vegetate. Excuse me. I got super excited because Snowpiercer's back. I'm like, I'm just going to watch 4 or 5 episodes of Snowpiercer until I fall asleep and die. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome watching the first one. And then, okay, ready for the next episode in 3, 2. It didn't. It wasn't there. It wasn't there. I'm like, this is another one of those
nice
bastardo shows that only come out once a week.
Yep.
You can't binge it. No. What is this, 1972, that I gotta wait till next week to find out what Tattoo does next on Fantasy Island? What is this nonsense? Binge.
Yeah.
The binge. I need to binge.
Exactly. It's we're binge watchers. Like that's what we do. We put on a show and just like watch it beginning to end. So I get frustrated with like WandaVision, you know, it's like now we gotta wait, and not only does it not make any sense, you're like now I gotta wait one more week to watch something that doesn't make any sense, hoping for something that makes sense, or watching for Easter eggs. Like, I'm avoiding all of these crazy people on the internet who are all like, did you see that? This is because of this, and this is, and I'm like, I'm avoiding those people altogether, and all those crazy ads on Facebook, come watch us and we'll show you.
You also you have to watch it weekly too, because just in case this is the episode where they do something that ties it all together, and then it's all over Facebook and you can't avoid it, you know.
Yeah The Mandalorian makes me angry too, because I could binge watch the entire season in a Saturday afternoon, and yet they make you wait every Friday night to get the new one. Like, just give it to me all. Give it all to me.
So you have to do what I do and just find old TV shows that you haven't seen before, where you just get the whole
thing. You've watched Sliders already.
Oh my God. Well, I know I mentioned it in our chat, but my girlfriend and I right now are watching season one of the Joe Schmo Show, which is still amazing. It subject matter does not hold up now, because it's about it's over 15 years old. So yeah, that's some stuff what they say, you're like, oh no, this can't, you can't say that now.
That's like one of the gals at work. I wanted to introduce her to Waiting, the movie with Ryan Reynolds. Hilarious, excuse me, hilarious movie about kind of like help me out here.
Shenanigans,
champs.
Like a pub type thing.
Riley's? No, not Riley's. What the heck is the name of that big, huge chain of restaurants in
Montana?
It's in the whole hotel now, up by Lansdowne.
Shoeless Joe's? No.
Similar to Shoeless Joe's, but that's not the one I'm thinking of. Bellamy's? No.
How much free advertising are we giving out here?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Bellamy's has been gone for 100 years. I don't know.
Exactly. But one of those kind of restaurants, and it is horrible. It's horrible. You're so gay. That's so gay. Oh, you're retarded. That's the most retardedest gay thing I've ever heard of. You're gay. What a retard. Oh, that's so queer. And it's like, oh my gosh. Oh dear. Oh my. You can't say that way then now.
Triggering people all over the place.
And the whole, like, there's this thing where the kitchen staff do this quasi-sexual thing and everybody's like the game. And it's like, workplace sexual harassment 101. No, you can't do that now. Heck, you probably couldn't have done it back then. But it was still funny as heck. It was still a hilarious movie.
The second one's not as good as the first one. It's still okay, though.
Brutal.
Well, you get more, like, story of Justin Long, what happened to his character. But
yeah. Justin Long cannot carry a movie.
No.
Just saying.
None of his movies were accepted.
He's good as a
mute Adam, mute him.
No.
Kick him out, put him in the waiting room.
He's good as a sidekick or something, but
even then, I don't know. I like when he got hit in the head with a wrench. That was funny. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. He didn't dodge the wrench. Come on, everyone, who's Dan's not laughing, so he hasn't seen it.
I heard he was good in Tusk, but I haven't seen it either.
I haven't seen Tusk.
Tusk
either.
Is something else. Oh yeah. My gosh, huge, massive Kevin Smith guy here. Watched all his films, good, bad, and ugly. Tusk is just, that's a weird one.
Did you make it through Yoga Hosers?
I did with the sausage Nazis. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that one's even worse. At least that one's trying to be one of those quasi kid movies like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and they know that they're being ridiculous. Tusk was played straight.
Yeah.
It was played straight. Like Red State was played straight, but it was a straight movie.
Oh, Red State was great.
Tusk was not a straight movie. Shouldn't have been played straight. Was played absolutely straight. And you're like, what the hell? At least right up until Johnny Depp shows up. Then it's like, oh my gosh, Johnny Depp making the best or the worst French Canadian impression ever. Yeah, it was funny. Did you guys hear about this Disney Plus Star that's coming out February 28th? It's a adult version of Disney Plus or an adult add-on to Disney Plus. It's going to have all the Touchstone is Disney's?
And Fox. So we're going to get Freddy Got Fingered finally.
There is a list.
We don't need that one.
There is a list.
Oh, man. We went to the theater and saw Freddy Got Fingered.
On purpose?
Yeah, on purpose. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it looked funny, and Tom Green was like all the rage then, but man, I don't know. We watched that one, and it was like you kind of come out of the theater feeling a little gross.
You know, I have to say, Tom Green still has it a bit. He was a guest host on Canada's Drag Race last year, and he was hilarious. He was absolutely hilarious.
He was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and I guess what he's done is he's moved into a converted van, and he doesn't live anywhere except the van. Him and his dog, and just drives everywhere. He's got an entire podcast studio in this van, and he can do all sorts of neat things and stuff. He just lives in this van, and it was like an hour and a half of pure entertainment listening to him talking about this.
Matt just pins up all the roadkill on the top of the roof.
Oh, it was funny.
What he doesn't eat.
Yeah.
So I hate to tell you this, but Freddy Got Fingered is not on the list.
Oh, dear.
Darn.
It is. Maybe you'll get at it next month.
Wait. Oh, wait. This list isn't alphabetical. Why isn't it in alphabetical? It's halfway alphabetical.
Is it by a year?
No, it kind of, it's almost like they took four different.
Just do Control F and search Fingered.
Oh, I see. TV shows versus movies. So, yeah. The Cleveland Show's on it. I don't know what that is. Family Guy.
Family Guy.
Empire. Firefly. The Fix. Futurama.
Futurama's good.
Is the PJs on there?
Homeland, PJs, QR, LMNOP, no, The Real O'Neills, whatever that is.
Married with Children?
MASH, Marvel's Cloak and Dagger. Oh, yeah, that was a show, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good show, too.
Well, not for very long.
I'll finally be able to watch it again.
Two seasons?
I'll finally be able to watch it again. No, Melissa and Joey.
Oh, boy.
Whoever Melissa and Joey is. The League. That was supposed to be good, wasn't it? The League? It's about...
Sports show.
Yeah, it's about a fantasy league.
Did they have pricing for this add-on?
The
for
Fosters? Adults? Let me take a look and see if it says. Did I just see what I thought I saw? Speed 2, Cruise Control. Speed 2, Cruise Control.
Why can't they add good shows on a cruise? Like
these are all great movies you can find in the dollar bin.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a big list. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, The Day of After Tomorrow, Dead Poets Society. Like, sure, this stuff's available elsewhere. Broken Lizards, Club Dread. I haven't seen that in forever. That must mean all the
Broken on the Lizard. Topic of movies that won't have aged well.
Yeah. There must the 13th Warrior.
13th Warrior. As go. Seen on A Kind of Garbage podcast with Martin.
The Aliens movies. Yeah, like, how about pricing? What's the pricing? I think it's going to be like, here we go. So, the important note, Disney is also increasing the price of Disney Plus, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Okay.
Apparently.
Didn't it be free if they're increasing the price of Disney Plus anyways?
The monthly price is rising from $8.99 Canadian to $11.99 Canadian a month. But it doesn't say how much the Disney Plus is going to be.
That's Star. Like $3.
Disney Star.
Why can't they call it Disney Plus Plus?
That'd be funny. Here's your Disney Plus Plus. Yeah, I don't know why it doesn't say how much it's going to cost.
Instead of stealing the old Marvel imprint that used to have the Disney cartoons.
Yeah. Oh, they could have called it Disney Plus Max. That would have been great.
So what it is
that would have been great. That would have been perfect.
So literally, you know, in the Disney Plus app, you got Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, National Geographic buttons. There's going to be a button at the other end called Star. And basically this is all of, like, Disney bought Hulu or something to that effect. They now own Hulu. So this is Hulu outside of the United States.
So is it just for Canada?
Yeah, this is so in December, Disney revealed that it would finally roll out its U.S. and Japan-only streaming service Hulu to other international markets, including Canada. Instead of launching Hulu as a separate platform in these countries, Disney is bringing the service's contact to Disney Plus via a brand new section called Star, February 23rd. So wait, do we just get Star?
For a $3 increase, I guess that's not terrible.
Yeah, that's fine.
So do we just, do we have to pay extra or does it just come? Oh my gosh, I think it just happens.
So what happens to those people who paid a yearly subscription?
You're good for the year. It's just next year you'll be renewing at a higher price point. Yeah, if that's the case, then sure, I'll pay $3 extra. For even more streaming options? Sure, why not? Because I don't have enough.
More shows to binge, eh?
I don't have enough. I think my subscription to Arrow ended. I was subscribed to Arrow for a bit. That was not... They definitely don't put every single disc that they release on the Arrow streaming platform. That was not a good value. It's almost as good as buying GameStop stock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a cluster in itself.
Mm-hmm.
If only we were financial gurus and could talk in any intelligent form on this, but I think there's only like one person who could even come close to speaking on this subject. So
maybe we should talk about
comics.
Comics.
Man. But I got no comics to talk about. I'm still waiting for Hellblazer Rise and Fall #3. Where's #3? Not there.
Did you add Fight Girls to your pull list?
Not yet, because it's not on the official, it's in next previews. It's not in this
one. Okay. See, when I got up on my pull list, Grey Guardian Games messaged me like, July, let me know sooner. And I'm like, okay, I will. And it's no, it's fine. I was just like, oh, shit. I asked too soon. I got excited. Yeah,
exactly. Could you tell me sooner? Ah, Sean's a clever fella. I like him. Picked up some books from him.
Did you see that? Did you see Berserker is actually finally going to make it on its second run?
Yep.
Just it finally hit previews again.
Just in time for me to decide I'm waiting for the trade paperback / hardcovers.
Uh-oh.
So we'll see how that comes out.
Well, Gotham Central seemed to get a whole whack of them. Different covers and whatnot of that.
Well, I think they commissioned a store variant, didn't they?
I don't know. I just...
I think that's what
saw this wall of comics of Berserker.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it sounds like an interesting series. So it's weird for one that was crowdfunded to like be so late, especially for somebody like to have the names behind it that it does. Like it's got, you know, Keanu Reeves is the writer. And it's got like, I can't remember who the artist is, but, you know, it's got like big names on it. And so it's hard to, but, and it still didn't pan out all that well.
Well, the Kickstarter was just to kickstart the collected editions.
Oh, is that all it was?
Yeah. So it's like, hey, sign up for this Kickstarter. We'll deliver the final part of your Kickstarter in 2024 or something crazy like that. I was like, what? F that, forget that noise. Because it was like for the first four or first six hardcovers. It was something so ridiculous that I just instantly got PTSD from it and just stopped paying attention.
Oh, no.
But you know what else didn't come in this week that was supposed to come in? Speaking of stuff that was supposed to come in.
Oh, well, something from Chapter House?
Five, number two.
Should I have not said that out loud? I don't know. Sorry.
what was it, Martin?
Yeah, it was Captain Canuck season 5 number 2. Says here pulls this week in my League of Comic Geeks app, and it's like, nah, you can't have it. It's not ready. So I'm sure that's coming eventually. But they did make the did we talk about this already about the Lev Gleason stuff?
Yeah.
How they've switched to Lev Gleason and it's going to be a 64 pager. Like, granted, four comics built into one 80 page. Yeah,
for $10.
Whatever it was for $10. Seemed like an okay value. That's not a problem. But the fact that this Captain Canuck season 5 won't be continuing in physical volumes like that, except maybe possibly on their online store. I don't know, man. I just burnt out on shipping, burnt out on this, that, or other. I'm just waiting for the trades. I'm just going to be a trade paperback kind of guy now. I'll just wait for the trade. If it makes it to a trade, awesome, I'll buy it. If it doesn't make it to a trade, well, I guess it wasn't worth the $3.99 an issue for the first 8 issues or whatever. Like
they're $4.99 for their stuff.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, like I just got in my pile today was Rorschach number whatever, and Strange Adventure number whatever, and I'm like, why'd I buy these? Why didn't I just wait for the hardcover to come out at Dollarama and just read it that way? Speaking of, I had this thought as driving today home from work. Has anybody been to a Dollarama in the past couple of weeks? Are there more coming out? It just seems like it died on social media and nobody's talking about it anymore.
Though
it's been a while. Yeah. I haven't been in Brookdale in a while.
Now, I know that the one by the old EB Games that is no longer Winners and all that stuff, they're doing some renovation and stuff. Last time I was in there real quick, they had toys in 3 different places. So they were moving stuff around and they expanded this one room that you can see on the floor where the walls used to be and stuff. So I'm sure they're in the middle of moving things around, but it just seems like, you know, I mean, it's January in the middle of a lockdown. So the last time I was in Walmart for milk, and yes, I buy milk at Walmart. Only place I can find 3% lactose-free milk.
I saw you buying milk in Walmart, and I said, "Hey, Marty," and you walked right by me.
Did I really?
Yes. And then I was like, "Okay, well, I'll just catch him when he walks back by me." And you turned and went down a different aisle.
When was
and
that?
And literally went, "Hey, Marty," on Monday.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Deaf as a horse, I'm telling you. Yeah. And these glasses are also got me all screwed up here. My new glasses, one eye doesn't work. So I got to
was like,
reset.
That kind of looks like Marty. And then I saw like you were wearing a mask that had your business name on it or something. And I was like, that's definitely Marty.
No, I don't.
Whatever mask you were wearing, it was something that I recognized you wearing previously. And because I, as soon as I saw your mask, I was like, yeah, that's definitely Marty. And I was like, hey, Marty, and just zoom right by me.
I like to think that Dan said hello to a stranger now, and it wasn't.
No, it was Marty. It was definitely Marty.
Chances are
I saw him go get that natural milk or whatever.
Yeah.
You're heading to the milk. So
a jug of 2% for my parents and a jug of 3% for me. But, yeah, and of course, you know, when you're in the Walmart ignoring Dan, you're going to at least zip through the toy aisle to see if there's any new Spin Master 4-inch Batman or superheroes. And it's the same ones. I mean, I can't believe I was panicking over getting Talon. There was at least 12 there. You know, the same stuff. It's like they haven't opened up a new box in forever. They have almost no Star Wars toys there.
Yeah, the shelves.
It's because you're not buying them. Wow. You got to buy more.
I was actually looking at the Transformers toys from the new Netflix show.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, there's one one on Marketplace for $40. The Jetfire. I've been looking
at
that.
Is that the purple one?
No, white. Jetfire. It's Jetfire, right? White and red.
Big. Oh, Skyfire.
Skyfire. Okay.
Oh, okay, I don't know who that is. I watched the two seasons. I have no idea who that is. I'm just like, come on, Beast Wars, Beast Wars.
Has anyone seen the Top Gun one yet? The F-14?
Yeah. I saw a picture of it on Facebook.
Oh, okay, but not in the...
No, not live.
Well, if anyone does see one, scream immediately, because this Top Gun-aholic needs it. Because it's Top Gun.
Is that part of the Siege line?
No idea. No clue.
Oh,
isn't there a Ghostbuster car as well that transforms? Like a whole movie story
one.
And there was the Back to the Future one. The robots have really bad faces.
I don't care. I'm just gonna have it as an F-14 sitting there, Maverick Top Gun. Do 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 do. I could go. I figured out what we're doing, Dan. You got your passport?
No.
We're going on a cruise, baby.
Comic-Con on a cruise ship.
I'll go get that passport ready.
Image and Skybound planning one for next year. The Walking Dead on the cruise ship. Can you imagine going on a cruise and it's nonstop comic convention the whole time?
My wife would, like, not go.
Well, she doesn't have to go. Oh, just say,
the
sweetie.
Sausage party.
Sweetie, I could either have, just say, dear, I could either have a midlife crisis and get a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Or I could go with the boys on a cruise ship for comic book nerds.
Yeah, I'd figure out how to get a long box on my carry-on.
That's right.
How many spawns would you get signed if Todd was there?
Hey, Todd, what are you doing now? I'm eating dessert. Go away.
You're like, in your registration request, it's like, would like to be roomed with Todd McFarlane.
Yeah.
Across the hall. Hey, Todd, what you doing now?
But they do this kind of thing all the time, don't they? They have like 80s music cruises and horror themed cruises, and I'm sure that it's going to be one of those things where there'll be like a creator assigned to each table, so you get to sit and have dinner with one of them. Well, this would be cool. This would be great.
There's been other Comic-Con cruises, I'm sure.
There was one a few years ago, but I think they canceled it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I tried to convince my wife that it would be good idea to go on that one.
Yeah.
It's $600 per cabin price tag.
U.S.? Oh, that'd be U.S., yeah.
That's not too bad.
And it's only a short cruise, too, right?
The ship doesn't leave the dock. Just get on. Go to your cabin. Take your money. You get off. Brought to you by the people who put together Fry Festival.
And you know it'd be Vancouver to like San Francisco, and that would be it.
You guys are being silly. It's not. It's actually from either Miami or Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Iron Man. Yeah. It'd be fun. It'd be hilarious.
But it would just be Image, right?
Yeah, Image and Skybound is this one in particular. So
I'm trying to think. Well,
I think it's kind of funny that they split off Image and Skybound, even though Skybound's an imprint of Image.
I was thinking Skybox for a second. I was like, cards? But yeah, never mind. It's the
wrong time. Kirkman's imprint, Skybound. So you kind of know that, you know, they know where the money's coming into the business.
Yeah. They want you to know for sure that Skybound's going to be there to some level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe.
If you go, you can meet Eric Larson and get his name right.
Hey, remember me?
Did I tell you I actually bumped into him at a comic convention? No. And I kind of like, hi, my name's Martin. I'm the idiot who can't spell your name right. He's like, oh my gosh, that was so funny. Like, I'm glad you think it was funny.
Oh, jeez.
Well, on that bombshell, we've got 42 seconds left in the show here, so we probably should do our little thing where we butcher the radio station name again and tell you guys to go to the web, to some dorky website full of stuff, and then go on and on about how you can get the podcast at, like, these googly anyway. Things and apple-y things and stitchery things. And if you don't know how to get to us by now, maybe you shouldn't be tuning in. Maybe it's just too late.
How are you even listening to us if you don't know how to get to us?
Exactly. Like, how are you even listening to this episode? But just in case, heykidscomics.ca. And that's it for us. We will see you next week.
You have been listening to the Hey Kids Comics Radio Show broadcast through the facilities of Trent Radio on 92.7 CFFF FM in Peterborough, Ontario, and available as a downloadable podcast at www.heykidscomics.ca and at www.firstcomicsnews.com. Promotional consideration for the show was provided by no one. Are you kidding me? We couldn't get advertisers if we tried. Wardrobe for our hosts was provided by Joe Nerds in Whitby, Ontario. They don't know that fact, but that is where we get 90% of our clothes from. No animals were harmed in the making of this radio show. Marty tried, but allergies won't let him get too close to Sam's cats. The views and opinions expressed by Sam are solely his own and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the rest of the hosts, as we all like the Walking Dead TV show. The Hey Kids Comics Radio Show is a Quinn Martin production and copyright Hey Kids Comico. Rebroadcasting in part or in whole of this show is forbidden, but really, who would want to anyway?
Level check for Eugene Levy CFFF promo. Take three.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Good level?
Yep.
Bobby Bittman here. I always listen to Trent Radio 92.7. I love this guy. I really do.
Can you do one more of those?
Sure. What was wrong with that one?
Nothing. The level was a little high.
Okay. Hi, this is Bobby Bittman. When I'm in the Kawarthas, I listen to Trent Radio 92.7 FM.